Some people called it good news for hunters when the Joint Finance Committee recommended freezing the price of a deer hunting license at its current level. Likewise, when the panel pushed for other license fee hikes that were only half or less of what the governor wanted. But former DNR Secretary George Meyer says if the Finance Committee's action would become law, hunters and anglers would eventually suffer.
There's going to be fewer conservation wardens. There's going to be less money spent for fish management and fish stocking in the state of Wisconsin, and significantly less amount of wildlife management taking place on the public lands throughout the state.
Meyer notes that hunting and fishing license fees have not gone up in 7 years. Meyer is now executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, which includes 79 hunting, fishing, and trapping organizations. The executive council of the state's largest outdoors group, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, agrees with Meyer. And Meyer says together they're urging their members to call their legislators and have them push for fees closer to what the governor has proposed.
Well, I was at an executive committee meeting of the Conservation Congress earlier this week, and they were very interested in getting on the phones themselves and are to be spreading the word to the membership to, in fact, make those calls. I'm confident it will happen.
A spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer said he would look into the views of the Hunters and Anglers Coalition. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.